The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And we're wondering, do you live with a tech zombie?
Does your kid walk around the house attached to a device and instead of speaking, only grunts at you?
Does she prefer texting at the table rather than talking to the family or even eating?
Is he afraid that if his fingers disengage from the device, he might spontaneously combust?
If you answered yes to any of these, we have a cure to liven up your tech zombie.
Yes, we partnered with a company in New York called Mommy Bites, and they wrote a great post about unplugging plugged-in kids. The article points out that many kids, even little ones, are so plugged in that they can't concentrate or carry on a conversation. So what's a mom to do?
Well, as the author points out, simply confiscating the iEverythings isn't the best route, so try these. Rule number one, determine the times and places where you will allow them to use their devices. On the car ride to the dentist? Sure. During dinner? Never. Before the chores are done? No.
Rule number two, enforce a your house, your rules policy. During dinner, you can ask the plugged-in nieces and nephews and friends and your kids to put away their devices. Say something like, we really want to hear about what's going on in dance class or in summer camp. Why don't you join us for dinner and you can plug back in afterwards? And to really make the point, put a bowl or basket out to hold the electronics during the meal.
And finally, rule number three, if it becomes a battle, let it. Tell your kids different families have different rules and stick to your guns.
This is the advice we'll be taking to heart this summer.
Yep, I know I will. Thanks for listening today, everyone. Have a great day.